Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.
If all goes according to the delayed and revised plan, Australia will have a new satellite in orbit on Saturday afternoon. Liftoff is due for 17:39 Australian Eastern Daylight Time. The launch vehicle will be a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Space Force Base, and it's heading into Sun synchronous orbit. The satellite is called Buccaneer Main Mission, and it was built by Innovor for the Australian Defence Force. It cost around about $1.69 million. Also on board that rocket will be a whole lot of other satellites. I haven't counted them, but maybe 100. One of them is Droid 02 for Turion Space, which has two HEO robotics cameras. That's an Adler 002 and a Holmes 008 camera. Now, those cameras by this Sydney-based company are built to take pictures of other satellites in space. Also, LizzieSat 3 for Sidus Space will be aboard, carrying a Holmes 006 camera, again from HEO Space. And of Australian interest, Winnebago 3 will be aboard, and it's a pharmaceutical manufacturing craft, and its landing site is to be in Cunnamulla. And it's a follow-on from the Winnebago 2. Now, the Varda Winnebago 3, as I said, follows on from Winnebago 2. That was launched earlier this year and landed recently in South Australia. Here's a reading of the Varda release about that mission.
Long Beach, California, February 28, 2024. Rocket Lab USA Today announced its custom Pioneer spacecraft for Varda Space Industries, an orbital pharmaceuticals and hypersonic reentry logistics company, successfully positioned Varda's capsule for return to Earth at 1:52 p.m. Universal Time on February 27th. The capsule landed at the Cunnamulla Test Range in South Australia, operated by Southern Launch. Rocket Lab's Pioneer spacecraft delivered Varda's W-2 mission that included a hypersonic reentry capsule carrying a spectrometer from the Air Force Research Laboratory and a heat shield with a thermal protection system developed in collaboration with NASA's Ames Research Center. The mission also carried an expanded bioreactor, which will increase Varda's capacity for processing pharmaceuticals in orbit. The W-2 mission is a follow-on from the company's first mission, W-1, which operated on orbit for 8 months before successfully returning Varda's capsule to Earth in early 2024. W-1 was a successful demonstration of the world's first space manufacturing mission conducted outside of the International Space Station. Following the launch of the W-2 mission on January 14th, Rocket Lab operated the spacecraft on orbit for 6 weeks, delivering critical mission functions for Varda's 120-kilogram capsule, including power, communications, propulsion, and attitude control. The Pioneer spacecraft was designed, built, and tested at Rocket Lab's spacecraft production complex and headquarters in Long Beach, California. It integrates Rocket Lab's vertically developed components and systems, including star trackers, propulsion systems, reaction wheels, solar panels, flight software, radios, composite structures, tanks, separation systems, and more. To return the capsule to Earth, Rocket Lab conducted deorbit and reentry targeting maneuvers of the Pioneer spacecraft, setting Varda's capsule on a precise course to land in the Cunnamulla Test Range operated by Southern Launch. Rocket Lab successfully executed a series of three propulsion maneuvers, or burns, to align the vehicle for its reentry path. Starting from a 500-kilometer circular orbit, Pioneer initiates a burn to slow things down, dropping out perigee to Earth to 300 kilometers. A second engine burn raised the orbit's apogee to 900 kilometers, aligning the spacecraft for its reentry path. Next, the Pioneer spacecraft conducts a third and final burn that releases Varda's capsule from approximately 470 kilometers altitude. The Varda team led the final mission phase, including parachute deployment, touchdown, and recovery. Varda will now analyze the payloads and mission results to inform future missions. Rocket Lab founder and CEO Sir Peter Beck said, "When Rocket Lab was founded, our initial focus was getting things to space. Now our team have become experts in returning them to Earth too. We're immensely proud to continue our support of Varda's inspiring vision with a second successful in-orbit mission and re-entry using our Pioneer spacecraft. Missions like W2 underscore our exceptional capabilities as an end-to-end space company enabling unique and complex programs that unlock the full potential of space." Wendy Shermata, Vice President of Autonomous Systems, said, "Varda is a leader in repeatable, reliable re-entry from orbit to Earth, and the W2 mission further solidifies this. With more re-entries coming on the heels of this one, the team at Varda is excited to continue to build toward a thriving orbital economy." The W2 mission is the second of four Rocket Lab Pioneer spacecraft ordered by Varda to support orbital processing, with the third spacecraft complete and shipped to Vandenberg Space Force Base ready for launch in the coming weeks.
And after the recovery, another release was issued giving further details. Now, there is some overlap with this with the previous release, but it's still worthwhile hearing.
History made for Australia as the first commercial space re-entry lands at Southern Launch's Kunaba Test Range. February 28th. The Varda Space Industries W-2 capsule safely returned to Earth safely at Southern Launch's Kunaba Test Range, completing a dual-purpose mission with payloads from the United States Air Force and NASA. The W-2 capsule touched down at 1:02 a.m. local time after spending 45 days in orbit. The W-2 capsule carried a spectrometer built by the United States Air Force Research Laboratory and employed a heat shield developed in collaboration with NASA's Ames Research Center in California's Silicon Valley. The capsule also carried Varda's expanded pharmaceutical reactor, which enables the production of life-saving medicine in space. Southern Launch is Australia's leading space mission service provider and was responsible for sourcing all of the regulatory approvals and permitting for the W-2 mission. During re-entry operations, the Southern Launch team also worked to ensure air and sea space remained clear for public safety and employed advanced tracking telescopes to watch the capsule re-enter and land under parachute. Recovery operations were led by Southern Launch with Varda payload experts and representatives from the Far West Coast Aboriginal Corporation, traditional owners of the land on which the capsule landed. The recovered capsule will undergo processing with Varda's payload partners at Southern Launch's specialist facilities before it is returned to the Varda headquarters in Los Angeles for further analysis. For Australia, this mission ushers in a new era of space capabilities for the nation. The W-2 mission was the first time a commercial spacecraft re-entry was granted under Australian legislation and is just the first of many scheduled to return to the Kunaba Test Range. The Kunaba Test Range is a 41,000 square kilometer commercial launch and re-entry spaceport in South Australia. Southern Launch Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Damp said, "This mission marks an incredible step forward for Australia as the global landing site for re-entries and the in-space manufactured goods the capsules carry. The Kunaba Test Range is fully instrumented with telemetry, radars and ground and airborne optical and spectral image capture capabilities. Southern Launch is looking forward to continuing to contribute our world-class facilities, re-entry permitting, and range operations to future missions with Varda and their partners." The W-2 capsule launched as part of the Transporter 12 rideshare mission with SpaceX on January 14, 2025. While in orbit, W-2 was supported by a Rocket Lab-designed Pioneer satellite bus, which provided systems for power, communications, propulsion, and attitude control for the 120-kilogram W-2 capsule. Varda CEO Will Brewey said, "We are ecstatic to have W-2 back on our home planet safely and are proud to support significant re-entry research for our government partners as we continue building a thriving foundation for economic expansion to low Earth orbit." Enrico Palermo, head of the Australian Space Agency, said, "This historic return highlights the opportunity for Australia to become a responsible launch and return hub for the global space community, capitalizing off the geographic advantages of our expansive continent."
And we look forward here on the Space Show to the landing of Winnebago 3 at Kunaba in the coming months. Now, still more Australian news. You've heard of the cyclone, and Gilmour Space had been about to launch their new rocket. It's a space launch vehicle, the first space launch rocket built here in Australia. And, well, things are not looking good. 4 days ago, Gilmour posted this. Our mid-March launch window is now under review, with Tropical Cyclone Alfred severely impacting, by that they mean affecting, our travel from southeast Queensland to Bowen. We're closely monitoring the situation and will provide a new target date as soon as possible. End of quote. And then, in a statement posted yesterday on LinkedIn, they said, and I quote, Tropical Cyclone Alfred has combined with an ongoing regulatory blizzard to blow away Gilmour Space Technologies' launch window for the maiden flight of its Eris rocket, which was to have opened this week on March the 15th. So we'll wait to see what happens with Gilmour Space. Good luck to them.